There's so many sides to this question, and this is why the science of abductions and hybridization has to be explored. I've come up with a new DVD on the very topic of alien-human hybrids and the use of music as a countermeasures to protect the person who naively enters into associations with manifestations of these smaller gray aliens so he or she can be protected.
With music? Explain that, JJ.
We find that that everything in life is vibrations, and if we can orchestrate the right vibrations, we can put around our body, as shown by research at IBM through Marcel Vogel and other specialists who have worked with psychotronics and the paranormal, that the body can support a type of electromagnetic shield or umbrella, so that it can deflect unwanted thought forms or signals going into the brain. In other words, we as human beings are both vessels of light and creativity, but we are also what scientists call biotransducers. We are able to pull in energies, wanted and unwanted, from all over the universe. So if we can change our vibration, so to speak, and build an energy field around our body of protection, what the ancient biblical scholars called the shields of light, then much of this can be deflected. And to that end, the late musical great Ellis Coltrane and I participated in putting together an album entitled The Sacred Language of Ascension, which is going to be available in February, which I recommend to our global audience as a starting point of how leading musicians and musicologists are recognizing that music and psychotronics play a very important role if they can be put together properly.
I think it might have played a role in moving some of the blocks that constructed the pyramids.
Exactly. We have found that there's a certain harmonic that exists within all pyramids, from those in China to those in Yucatan to those in Egypt. And I've shown many students at the various universities one event in Egypt whereby we were able to create an acoustical signal, and suddenly there was a light explosion that took place briefly inside the Great Pyramid, which was captured on film. This event is very, very powerful. It's hard for me to describe it without a picture, but those who are interested should go to my website and order what is called the Living Capstone. It's a actual audio tape that deals with the sounds that were used inside the Great Pyramid of Egypt that created these paranormal experiences, what scientists would call standing column waves or energy forms that were created by the vibrations inside the pyramids and other structures similar to pyramids. So there's a whole dimension of music, acoustics, and physics that goes hand in hand with evolution, and I feel that this is the missing chord that is coming out into discussion as we go more and more into the 21st century.
Do you think Edward Leed Skaldin out there at Coral Gables down there in Homestead, Florida, did the same thing when he built that facility?
I know we talked about this once before on the Art Bell Show, that a friend of ours was going to be purchasing the area when it was up for sale, and they found that there was copper wires all around it with special motor, and they feel that he had a way of working with the frequencies and the vibrations to raise these massive stones.
Now, that's one of the first times I've ever heard, Desiree, of that. Copper wires all over the place?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what he was told when he was looking at buying the place in the 1970s, and as soon as, unfortunately, when he died and they came in, they just tore it down because it looked like a mess, but that's what he had all along the walls, and then there is this one little area where he had his motor. The motor's still there, but the lines of the copper wires have been completely taken down, unfortunately.